Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial, Introduction to General Chemistry in the MCAT test. By listening to this tutorial, you will learn about the following: the MCAT exam, including its format and scoring, the Rapid Learning pathway to the MCAT, General Chemistry in the MCAT, how to attack passage-based questions and discrete MCAT questions. You'll also learn about test preparation strategies and test-taking strategies. The MCAT concept map. The new MCAT coursework is divided into chemical and physical foundations, biological and biochemical foundations, psychological and social foundations, and critical analysis and reasoning. The chemical and physical foundations is divided into general chemistry, organic chemistry, biochemistry, physics, and biology. Similarly, the biological and biochemical foundations also includes general chemistry, organic chemistry, biochemistry, and biology. The psychological and social foundations include psychology, sociology, and biology. General chemistry in the MCAT. General chemistry in the physical sciences is divided into Section 1, Chemical and Physical Foundations, and Section 2, Biological and Biochemical Foundations. In this tutorial, we'll cover the topic list, the test format, including the types of questions, passage questions, and discrete questions, exam techniques such as test-taking strategies, and test preparation strategies. All these concepts can be applied to MCAT problem solving. Let's begin with an introduction to the new MCAT. First, what is the MCAT? The MCAT is the Medical College Admission Test. It's a standardized exam that most prospective students must take in order to gain admission to medical schools in the US and Canada. The MCAT is offered throughout the year in the months of January, April, May, June, July, and August, and September. To register, visit the MCAT official website. The ideal time to take the MCAT is when you've completed the basic science courses and between 12 and 18 months before entry into medical school. The structure of the MCAT. The MCAT is divided into four test sections with a 10-minute break in between each section. Section 1 is Chemical and Physical Foundations of Biological Systems. Section 2, Critical Analysis and Reasoning Skills. Section 3, Biological and Biochemical Foundations of Living Systems. And Section 4, Psychological, Social, and Biological Foundations of Behavior. The MCAT score consists of four individual section scores and one total score. Each section score has a range of between 118 and 132, with a midpoint of 125. The total score, the sum of all four sections, has a range between 472 and 528, with a midpoint of 500. The scores are released approximately 1 to 2 months after the test. The MCAT scores are equated, and this is designed to correct small differences in difficulty among exams on different dates. Remember, the MCAT is completely computer-based. Test specifics and the subjects covered on the MCAT. The chemical and physical, biological and biochemical, psychological and social include 59 questions, which are given 95 minutes to complete. The fourth section, the critical reasoning, has 53 questions, which are given 90 minutes to complete. In the chemical and physical, biological and biochemical, psychological and social, there are 44 passage questions and 15 multiple choice. In the critical reasoning section, All 53 are passage-type questions. It's a longer test. The entire test will be 6 hours and 15 minutes long, with an optional 10-minute break between each section. The total seat time is 7 hours and 30 minutes. Mental math and calculations on the MCAT. Currently, the MCAT does not permit the use of a calculator on the test. Scratch paper is provided. Arithmetic and basic algebra calculations are common in the MCAT's general chemistry and physics questions. Most numerical answers of the MCAT are sufficiently far apart to allow imprecision. To prepare for this exam, learn to do mental math and simple calculations using scratch paper. For more complex numerical problems, estimate by hand. Note, some rapid learning chapter problem drills will require you to use calculations that involve a calculator. In these cases, focus on the steps of problem solving and use a calculator if you must for numerical parts, but make an attempt to estimate first. There is no equation sheet provided for the MCAT. A periodic table is provided during the exam answer questions in the physical and chemical foundation section. No equation sheet is provided, and it's not permitted to bring your own. All formulas and equations should be memorized. Simple and common physical constants should also be memorized, although they may be stated in the question statements. Now let's move on to discuss rapid learning for the MCAT. What is rapid learning? Rapid learning is a set of breakthrough methods to increase the speed of learning and deepen the understanding of the subjects. This is done by breaking down each complex subject into 24 manageable units, which are facilitated by rich media teaching, providing an effective multimodal learning opportunity. The science of rapid learning. Rapid learning takes advantage of multimodal learning. Learning styles can be described using the acronym VARC. V, which is visual, A, which is oral, R, read and write, and K, kinesthetic. Rapid learning courses are designed to optimize the learning experience for all four types of learners by presenting materials visually, providing narrations for oral learners, involving students with interaction drills, and encouraging note-taking and rewriting of review cheat sheets to engage both read and write and kinesthetic learners. The redesigned MCAT. The new MCAT is a balanced approach of content, inquiries, and reasoning. Content knowledge and science and inquiry reasoning. There are a number of courses required for the MCAT, each with its own content and skills necessary for the exam. The rapid learning pathway to the MCAT. The MCAT big ideas are classified by the course content. Learning objectives are in each of the 24 core concepts. The rapid learning pathway leads to enduring understanding through the use of 24 core tutorials, 24 problem drills, 24 review sheets, 24 printable ebooks, and 24 MP3 audiobooks. The MCAT big ideas are integrated into 6 subjects: the MCAT general chemistry, organic chemistry, MCAT physics, MCAT biology, biochemistry, and psychology. Rapid learning versus other test prep strategies. Rapid learning is not a review course, it's rather a relearn of the subjects from the start visually. Other test prep strategies include printed books or test prep classes by college students. They're generally a high-level review. Rapid learning are rich media courses designed by professors, and they include a comprehensive relearning of the material. If you're looking for a simple review, go for Amazon's test prep books. If you're looking to restudy the subject courses from the beginning to the end, use rapid learning. For many, the combination of both might work best. Now let's move on to discuss general chemistry on the MCAT. The MCAT general chemistry topics. They include electronic structure and the periodic table, bonding, phases and phase equilibria, stoichiometry, thermodynamics and thermal chemistry, kinetics and equilibrium, solutions, acids and bases, and electrochemistry. A 2-semester general chemistry course is required in order to do well in both sections of the MCAT exam. The MCAT includes both passage questions and discrete questions. There will be passage-based questions and standalone multiple choice or discrete questions. The majority, approximately 75% of the questions, will be passage-based questions. It can include an informational presentation, problem-solving techniques, research studies, or persuasive arguments in the context of biological systems. The remaining 25% will be standalone multiple-choice questions. The passage-based questions. These require information found in the passage as well as outside knowledge. Passage-based questions require interpreting information such as boiling points in order to answer the question. However, oftentimes these questions require knowledge of chemistry concepts and formulas that are not found in the accompanying passage. Now let's discuss a sample passage question. This is an example of a passage question that's typically found in the MCAT. To study the chemistry of iron, a series of chemical reactions were carried out. There's 3 reactions that are listed. In reaction 1, initially 45.0 mLs of 1 molar ferrous nitrate was mixed with 22.0 mLs of 0.2 molar sodium sulfate. All of the ferrous nitrate reacted to form compound C, which was a red precipitate. Compound C was then removed by filtration. In reaction 2, 35.0 mLs of 0.2 molar potassium iodide was added to compound C and slightly mixed. A yellow precipitate of iron iodide was formed. And then in reaction 3, the iron iodide was then mixed with 12 mL of 0.3 molar sodium carbonate. A white precipitate of iron 2 carbonate was formed. Each passage can have 4 to 8 questions associated with it. However, not all the questions require the passage to answer. For example, in this question, you're asked for the identity of compound C. This question requires the passage, which includes the 3 reactions, in order to answer. However, in the next sample question, which is iron 2 hydroxide is slightly soluble in water, how would the amount of iron 2 hydroxide that normally dissolves in 1 liter of water be affected if the pH were 9.0? In this question, it can be answered without the information in the passage. The second type of questions on the MCAT are the discrete multiple choice questions. Some questions are not with a passage and are prefaced with a statement, and they are independent from each other. For example, you're shown a reaction between hydrogen gas and bromine gas and given a rate constant. And you're asked what the overall order of the reaction is: first order, zero order, second order, or third order. An independent question could be, in general, which of the following is the least ordered phase? Liquid, gas, solid, or fusion. So remember, there are standalone questions that do not relate to one another. Now let's move on to discuss MCAT test preparation strategies. Here's a four-step overview to successfully prepare for general chemistry on the MCAT. The first one is to manage your time. Allot 1 hour for one chapter at a time. Number two, understand the concepts. These are represented in the Rapid Learning Core tutorials. Number three, do practice problems. These are the practice drills. And number four, review efficiently. To do this, you can use Rapid Learning's cheat sheets. Time management. Use your time wisely, study only the topics that will be on the MCAT. Remember, the MCAT does not contain every single general chemistry concept. There are some topics in your textbook that are not on the MCAT. Don't waste time on concepts that are not tested. You can use the Rapid Learning tutorial series to focus on the tested material. Focus core study hours on weak areas. Study all the topics listed on the MCAT Big Ideas, and then focus your efforts on your weak areas. Don't study all the topics concurrently. Master a topic before moving on to the next. It's important as you prepare to plan ahead, set a study schedule, and make appointments or time allotments for yourself. Set aside a couple of hours every day to study. Write it down on your calendar. Specific hours each day for a specific chapter. In rapid learning, you'll need to study 1 to 2 hours, i.e. 1 to 2 chapters, each day. You need to study and practice every day in the coming weeks and months before the MCAT. Here's an important point on how our brains store information. Space out your studying to avoid cramming. Some students incorrectly believe that if they study more as the test date approaches, they'll remember more. However, as any neurologist will tell you, building long-term memory by studying in set doses ahead of time increases memory and the understanding of concepts. Avoid cramming for the exam. An important point is concept mastery. Translate formulas into words to give them meaning. Simply memorizing formulas is not enough. The best way to understand and memorize formulas is to understand what they mean. You should translate any formulas you learn into words and images that are meaningful to you. For example, let's say you need to memorize the equation for heat transfer, Q equals mc delta T. A less effective method is to memorize Q is equal to mc delta T. What are the odds you remember this after 50 more equations? However, let's say you take the time to understand what C is. C is the specific heat. In words, specific heat is the property of a material that specifies how many calories or heat are needed to raise every 1 gram of the material by 1 degree Celsius. So Q equals mc delta T is no longer just letters. Now it means that the amount of heat needed depends on the material, how much the material is present, and how much the temperature changes. Generalize concepts to save memorization and time. To generalize means to remember only the most basic and broad concept or formula. Generalizing concepts allows you to understand many other concepts without memorizing them and solve related problems. Here's an example. From the ideal gas law, you can figure out Charles' law, Boyle's law, and Avogadro's laws. So instead of memorizing Boyle's law, you know the ideal gas law, PV equals nRT. You understand that for the same gas, N, the number of moles, R constant, and T temperature are all constant. Then you understand that PV is equal to K no matter how much pressure or volume changes. So if at condition 1, P1, V1 is equal to K, a constant, and a condition 2, P2V2, is equal to K, then from algebra you know they must be equal to each other. And therefore, P1V1 is equal to P2V2. This is Boyle's law. Another important point of concept mastery is to get your questions resolved. If you have questions about a concept or problem, don't leave them hanging. Get an answer. Look through your studied materials, search online yourself, or email someone. But make sure you get an answer to your questions. Do whatever it takes to master the concept. It may feel tedious or even a waste of time to search for just one answer, but eventually these unresolved questions will show up again, and very likely on your MCAT. Practice problems. Use practice problems to solidify concept understanding. Concepts must be applied to fully understand them. For example, you may understand what the phrase spontaneity of a reaction means in words, but what good is it if you can't use Gibbs free energy to calculate whether a reaction is spontaneous? Concept understanding goes hand in hand with doing practice problems. As soon as you learn a new concept, try to solve the practice problems that come with this tutorial series. You can also use textbooks and online sources for more practice. Creative supplemental study. Summarize what you've learned with the use of cheat sheets. And what we mean by a cheat sheet is a summary of what you've learned in a simple and brief outline for a given chapter. This is used for the purposes of study and review. Use the ones provided with this series, but make your own if you need to. It's a great way to cement concepts in your head. You can also use your smartphone for audio learning. Audio learning is ideal for learning on the go. It also reinforces what you've learned visually and practice from recalling your long-term memory. Rapid Learning provides 24 audiobooks for 24 chapters in a subject. Plug the MP3 into your smartphone and start learning. Now let's move on to discuss MCAT test-taking strategies. Here's an overview of the steps you can take during the test. Number 1, know the test inside and out before you take the MCAT. Number 2, plan your attack the minute the test begins. Number 3, use techniques to build focus. It will improve your score. Number 4, apply techniques to zoom in on the answer and avoid exam traps. And number 5, if you don't know the answer, guess the right way. Number 1 was to know the MCAT. Prepare ahead of time and know the test process. You need to bring your alert mind and a valid ID. Leave your personal items in your locker. On the test day, arrive at least 30 minutes before the start time and be prepared for the check-in process. Know the format of the test inside and out so there'll be no surprises. Know the instructions for the test for the different sections to save time the day of the test. Number 2 was to plan your attack. Use game plan strategies. Scan the section and make a note of where the midpoint question is and try to be there halfway through the time. Use the on-screen clock to keep track of your time. Use approximately 1 minute per question for multiple choice. The rest of the time is needed to read and refer to passages. Except for the standalone questions, answer problems sequentially as information from an earlier problem may help you understand a later problem. The third step in our test-taking strategy was to build your focus. Get into a rhythm by focusing. Confidence builds speed, accuracy, and score. Trust your instincts and don't waste time second-guessing yourself. Improve your concentration. Do one problem at a time and don't worry about the problem before it or after it. Use the scratch paper to organize your thoughts and draw your attention. Breathe deeply and refocus on what you know. And set a time limit on each problem so you can move on. The fourth step is to zoom in on the answer. Be efficient in solving problems. Try to think of an answer to the question before looking at the answer choices. This can help avoid word traps. If you can't think of an answer first, scan through the choices. But don't pick the first one you see that looks good. There might be a better one later on. Be aware of absolutes. Rarely are things always or never in the world. And if you see two opposite choices, usually one of them is correct. The fifth step is to guess the right way. Remember, the MCAT does not penalize you for guessing incorrectly. Make an educated guess by eliminating wrong answers first. You should answer every question whether you know it or not, even if you have to guess. To make an educated guess, eliminate wrong answers first. For example, here's a sample question we're going to make an educated guess on. Which of the following is true regarding catalysts? A. Catalysts are used up in a reaction. B. Catalysts are necessary for a reaction to occur. C. Catalysts lower activation energy. Or D. Catalysts change the free energy of a reaction. So let's assume you're not sure which answer is correct and you're trying to make an educated guess. First, eliminate the choices you know are wrong. For example, let's say you knew that catalysts are not used up in a reaction. Therefore, you can cross out answer choice A. By doing this, you've increased your odds of guessing the correct answer from 1 in 4 to 1 in 3. Summary. Here's a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. The MCAT is a standardized test for medical school admission with four sections that are equally weighted. There are three science sections, each with 59 questions in 95 minutes, and one critical reasoning section, which is made up of 53 questions in 90 minutes. There are two question types on the MCAT, passage and discrete question. Each section of the MCAT has a score range of between 118 and 132, with a midpoint of 125. The MCAT total score, the sum of the four sections, has a range of between 472 and 528, with a midpoint of 500. Rapid Learning provides six MCAT subjects in general chemistry, organic chemistry, biochemistry, biology, physics, and psychology. In the MCAT, general chemistry is tested in two sections. The contents are covered in a traditional two-semester general chemistry course. Congratulations for completing the Introduction to General Chemistry in the MCAT audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.